Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Fans think Britney Spears is firing shots at Jamie Lynn. Pew, pew. So Jamie Lynn is on I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. And if you've never seen it, it's kind of like watered down Survivor, but for D-list celebs. And so Jamie Lynn has been speaking a lot about her relationship with Britney. And she mentioned that while they're on good terms, their family can throw down like no other. So yesterday, Britney ended up posting on Instagram, seemingly in response to this, where she posted a clip from the movie Aristocats from Disney. If you've ever seen it, it's like a cute little animated film with little kitties. And it's a scene where one of the cats says, "Ladies do not start fights, but they can finish them," implying that Jamie has always been the one to provoke Britney and not the other way around.
Somebody explained this to me the other day. The way that sisters can be brutally honest with each other and piss each other off and then be perfectly good friends right after that and be sisterly is very different than any other relationship.
We talked about this with the latest Kardashian fight between Kim and Kourtney, because some of the things that were said were just, they felt just heinous, but they make amends.
Do brothers do this also, or is this mostly a sister-sister thing?
I think it's a sister-sister thing.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, because I have an older brother, and I feel like our fights were more physical. Like, I feel like we were throwing hands. We were chasing each other with knives. It was a dangerous situation, but not verbally.
Yeah, I wish Jamie Lynn would just stop saying anything about Britney, because I think she knows she gets attention, which you need when you do a show like that, because she didn't last very long on Dancing with the Stars. And so she's trying to hold on to her slivers of fame. I think she also said something too. She disclosed about how Britney felt when she lost New Artist of the Year at the Grammys years ago to Christina Aguilera, whatever. And there's just things she's bringing up that don't need to be brought up. And then I had this like thought of like, we have a lot of empathy for Britney Spears, obviously because of like the conservatorship. But even prior to that, Britney wasn't the only one who grew up with an alcoholic father. Mm-hmm. So did Jamie Lynn. So she has trauma in her past as well. And I don't feel like she's definitely done Britney wrong in a lot of ways. But I feel like she doesn't get as much grace, even though she was in the same dysfunctional household.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, too, because, I mean, growing up, it was a huge deal to get knocked up at 17, yeah, back when she, yeah, did. And then, I mean, I know that she's denied that her pregnancy was the reason that Zoe 101 ended, but I think it's pretty obvious that that was the reason probably why it ended. And so for your career to end at such a young age, and then for you to have to grow up and raise a kid. And I was thinking, you know, it's kind of sad that she has to do like Dancing with the Stars and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But in her mind, she's probably like, well, this is a check. And I kind of lost a lot of my opportunities for any kind of career advancement in the entertainment industry. I do really feel for her. Okay, there's an NFL player that has decided to learn sign language so that he can stop getting penalties for trash talking other opponents.
Oh, I take ASL now on my off days, American Sign Language. I mean, I kept getting flags for my mouthing, so I gotta sign my talking now. That's what I gotta do, man, to keep myself busy.
That's one way out of it.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because if the other person doesn't know, it's, you know, do the signs, no sign language, then it's not really effective.
It's effective for him because he knows what he's saying and he's getting it off his chest without having to yell it and getting the penalty.
But you're right, because that's the whole point of talking, is to like distract the other player, right, get into their head, and you can't do that if they don't know what to say.
But think about the other player. Like, you sign something and he doesn't know what you signed. That's another way of getting into his head. Like, what the hell did he just say to me?
True.
Yeah, it's like when you're getting a manicure and a pedicure and you know that they're talking about you, but you're not exactly sure and you start wondering. You're right.
That will get in your head.
He's like, fair. What are you doing? Playing rock, paper, scissors? Like, well, what's going on over there? But yeah, that's one way to get your anger out. Okay, K-pop group Blackpink was honored by King Charles III in the UK last week. Though this is very cool. They were awarded for an outstanding achievement / service to the community with something called Members of the Order of the British Empire. And the King Charles even went one step farther by playing a cover of one of their songs outside Buckingham Palace.
You say they got honored with becoming members of the Order of the British Empire?
Yeah.
Huh. That's like what knights are. Like when you get knighted.
Yeah.
Like sir or dame.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the highest levels of the members of the Order of the British Empire.
So what do you get? Do you get like for it? Do you get free stuff?
You get a title. You get to be called knight and sir, like Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Do you get to run red lights? Mm-hmm. What do you get?
Yeah, you can. You can run a red light and say the queen said it was fine.
Can you eat a Cracker Barrel for free?
They don't have Cracker Barrel in the UK.
They should. Yeah. For more stories, head to thebertshow.com. Click eBuzz.
All right, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the drink principle.
Yep.
Yeah, so this dude, the principal, is starting to drink. You know, do what you want on your own time, but... The principal was drinking at school events, and she saw it, and she's like, "This, I got kids here. There are parents here. Should I narc on this guy or not?" Next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.